It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Los Angeles back in the 1970s to St. Louis back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and then back to Los Angeles in the late 2010s to the 2020s. From the fearsome foursome to the greatest show on turf, to just simply the LA Rams. Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 56. Ram fans across the nation, Ram fans across the world. The playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Ramley Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's go. Time to talk Rams football.
What's going on, everybody? It is opening night. We waited a long time to get, but we are here. And y'all heard the intro. Y'all seen the thing. This is Ramley Talk, and it's live for the first time in this three-year run that I've been doing Ramley Talk, talking Rams football. It's been an honor. It's a pleasure to have this moment right here and right now to do a live Ramley Talk episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on Facebook or on YouTube, I'm very thankful that you are. As of right now, I said I was going to have some guests on, having some technical difficulties right now. We see if we can work those out and get our guests on, because it's opening night, baby. It's Rams. It's Bills. The banner's dropping tonight. We're going to see it live. And I'm just happy to watch and see what's going to happen. But as I get ready to get started here, let's get back to where we were. And for those of you who've been following Ramley Talk, y'all know I did my preseason predictions, as I always do for the Rams. Before I get to that, a couple of news and notes that took place today. We found out that Aaron Donald was going to retire after the season. He sent his retirement letter to Les Snead and the Rams organization back on May 9th, but the Rams talked him out of it, and eventually Aaron Donald decided to come back and run it back again, which I'm very thankful for, and I'm pretty sure everybody in Rams Nation is very thankful to have number 99 back, who is the best player in the National Football League as we speak right now. Offensive tackle, you know, Ron Havenstein got a nice extension to go along with, you know, what he's been doing and taking over that left tackle spot, getting a three-year extension. Also getting an extension is Coach Sean McVay and Coach Les Snead getting an extension. So we got both of them to 2026. And as I let me bring in one of my guests here from the ASAPs Network, the man in the myth himself, Cameron Gordon. What is good, my brother? Sound like are you on mute, sir? Sound like you on mute. Yeah, it's like you're on mute. Let's see if we can get that going real quick. Let's see if we can get you off mute. Now, while we work on getting Cameron going off mute, extending Sean McVay and Les Snead was a great idea. I love the idea. I'm thankful for the idea and whatnot. Offseason moves, to recap real quick. Andrew Whitworth retired after the season. Darius Williams signed with the Jaguars. Robert Woods was traded to the Titans. Sebastian Joseph Day signed with the Chargers. Sony Michel signed with the Miami Dolphins and then got released and then went to the Chargers. OBJ is still out there in free agency. And of course, Von Miller signed with the Buffalo Bills. So everybody should know where he's at for tonight. As he's getting ready for tonight. Troy Hill did his little stint with Cleveland and started to come back with the Super Bowl champion Rams. We end up signing Allen Robinson this offseason. And one of the big signings of the offseason is us signing Bobby Wagner to plug up the middle of that defense, which is a very great move. I'm so happy to have that move done and ready to go. Now, with those moves being done, what can we do about the middle? So, Cameron Gordon is back. What's going on, bro?
I got two up. Okay, can you hear me now?
We got you up now, buddy.
All right, I don't know. I think I got to close one because one didn't allow me to use the microphone settings. So I think I got two up or two open. Let me close this one. Keep this one. How we now?
We're good, brother.
Yeah, that was good right there. I like that. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. It's opening night, my friend. And, you know, I just did a recap of the quick notes that came out. So Aaron Donald actually was going to retire. That was actually what's going to happen. But the Rams talked him out of it. He sent that letter in, and the Rams talked him out of it. And then we extended offensive tackle Juan Havenstein, Sean McVay, and Les Snead. So we'll talk about the extensions for the coach and the GM.
Oh, wow, man. Was he, let me see. What we got for McVay? We got, 50 something, 55 and 20 something? Almost 60 wins?
Yeah.
It's crazy how you think about, like, having a good team coming into the year and in the offseason, everybody getting the same plans going and the repetitions and the gelling and, man, like, we had to extend him. I can't think of any other coach right now at the moment that I'd want.
I don't think any Rams fan can think of another coach at the moment right now.
They was talking about his coaching tree, so we get to see Mr. O'Connell in Minnesota. So every year we lose a coach, man.
We lost two this year. Hey man, I see the hat. We repping the hat. Hey, come on. Did you not think we was gonna come prepare for this? This is the Super Bowl.
Hey.
The banners is dropping tonight. Come on, man.
Yeah, all that Super Bowl gear about to get bought up. Even if there's a little bit, any stickers, bumper stickers, we gonna get it all.
Hey, look. Talk to me and the fans about the additions that we got, you know, Troy Hill returning, Bobby Wagner and Allen Robinson getting their first year in with the Rams as we prepare to run it back, which has been a theme for the Rams, is run it back.
Now, as you said, Williams went to the Jaguars, so losing a good corner like that, I mean, how else can you replace him? Bringing back a good veteran. Troy Hill is one of Ramsey's favorite partners. They get dirty together, and they're going to keep some points off the board. But Wagner, I think Wagner will help us stop in the run. We gave up a lot of ground yards, and we weren't that, I think, 25th, 26th in run defense. And we were great on the pass. Everybody knows our secondary is shut down, locked down, blanket coverage. But the additions in the offseason replaced what we lost from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you know Wagner's a tackling machine, and he's only going to make Ernest Jones better in his second year.
I fell out the couch when that thing came across my phone. I was like, "Yo, we signed Wagner!" Oh no!
And you know he got a little fire in his belly because he gets to play Seattle twice a year.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, that's all I needed to know." Thank you. Well, and then we bring in Allen Robinson to go in that receiving room. Oh my gosh!
If you talk about the quarterbacks Allen Robinson had, he hasn't really had a chance in the league. And people said that we went from our offense went from 22nd with Goff to 7th in the league with Stafford. So you give Allen Robinson a decent quarterback like Stafford, all he's going to do is put his foot in the ground and get upfield.
Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee.
Yes.
We don't have Van Jefferson tonight.
We don't got Van tonight, but we have him on the team. He's a good route runner. He's a professional. We know his dad's in the league. I think he's the Jets receiver coach. But is Cardinals? Cardinals. I think he's on the Cardinals. His dad is, I think, a Cardinals coach because he torched them in the playoffs. Boy, that wild card game was unbelievable. And you know, that was really one of our only blowout games in the postseason. I think it was 34-11, Rams over the Cardinals. Every other game we won by 3 points.
Yeah, but hey, we got a Super Bowl.
We got a Super Bowl.
Them wins,
and you know what? You can't even really – we won by 3 points because we have one of the league's best kickers also.
I love Matt Gay. Matt Gay's phenomenal.
Matt Gay missed two kicks last year.
Matt Gay's phenomenal.
32 for 34. He was, I think, third in points too.
Now, OBJ is still out there until about November, December, so we should see how that goes. But there's a receiver who made the team, and I'm very happy he made the team. I want to see if he ever gets reps during the season. Lance McCutcheon. Huh. How much did he impress you? Did he impress you like he impressed me?
He impressed me a lot in the preseason because, you know, teams are going to run vanilla offenses, vanilla defenses, but somebody's still going to have to show up. Man, that boy went out there. He had his hands on glue. He was catching everything. He was making cup catches. He was running crispy routes, and he was good on special teams.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing him get some reps with this offense because
it's amazing too. Because you know, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? With this offense, this receiving core, and then we have a healthy Cam Akers going into the season this time.
Yeah, healthy Akers. You're right about that. You got losing Michelle. He didn't start the year with us, but for him to have 200 carries and, you know, 200 carries replacing Cam Akers, I think, had 3 carries or 5 carries for 3 yards. He got hurt. That's Michelle going. He's in the building, but he's on another team.
Yeah, he's in.
I want to see Henderson. I like Daryl Henderson. I liked him when we picked him. I was kind of scared when we picked him because, you know, we still had Gurley on the team, but they took Henderson. He's getting us about 600 yards a year, and he's getting about, I want to say, 20 to 30 catches too.
It would be more if he can stay healthy.
Yeah. That ground game, because they said in Florida State he was used to running behind bad O-lines. And, oh, he's going to the Rams now. They don't got an O-line. For some reason, we always in the conversation, though.
We don't give up a lot of sacks. That old line does not give up sacks.
Yeah, Stafford was clean, boy. Them white jerseys was clean.
They do not give up sacks. I'm like, jeez.
Do you think we'll lose any type of production on the O-line with losing Bruss, our first pick, and then losing Whitworth, his body, like, physically? Because no boom is ready, but do you think we'll lose the O-line? Do you think we'll
– It's not the body that we're missing. That's that leadership.
Yeah, you're right. I guess being a veteran and knowing everybody personality and emotionally, and Big Wit was like a brother, a grandpa, you know, like you had any questions or you needed to know something, Wit had to answer. Walter Payton, man.
This is where Allen Havenstein, who got his extension, you know, and Note Boom. What did they learn from Whitworth while he was there? And what can they do to bring the young ones up? Because some of the young guys, they're going to play.
The young
Bobby Evans.
I think they just have to they have to rely on technique and scheme. Because if you think about it, Allen's a small center. He's going to line up against some really big defensive tackles. And Ed Oliver tonight is not a small guy. So I think first couple series, we're going to have to get our hands on them. We're going to have to get up under them, and we're going to have to change their direction and make our O-line is going to have to get a good surge. Skill players are going to have to get the open holes. Stafford's going to have to play some safe football because, like you said, the O-line's going to be young, but we just got to get off the ball fast and get some low pushing.
So, all right, let us take a break right here real quick. When we come back, we're going to get into – when we're going to get into what I done for the first episode of Ramley Talk leading up to this moment right here. We'll be back.
Righty.
The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association,
Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even into the National Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything.
All right, welcome back to the show. I have Cameron going over ASAP Network with me as we get you ready for opening night. Oh, it feels good to say that word. It feels good to say them two words, opening night.
Opening night. It's scary. Hey, we got that banner dropping. It's going to be an emotional night.
And by the way, y'all just saw the promo for the Fanatics. Well, guess what hat came from and guess where this shirt came from? Fanatics.
Yes, sir. I like how they give you fan cash, too.
Hey, so, hey, get your shop. Use the link in the show notes. You want to copy the link right here that's on the ticker right here. Get your stuff. As of right now, all the way up to Saturday, they doing free shipping for any order over $24 in the United States. So, it is football season. You know everybody like to rep their team any kind of way they can. So, go ahead. Rep your team.
Bro, can you imagine, though? What if we went, like, we was in 53, we lost it. We won 56. Like, we got that taste in our mouth. What are we going to do?
Man, you know, that was the difference. 53, we had Jared Goff at quarterback. 56, we had Matthew Stafford.
Isn't that a shame what a change of a gunslinger will do?
Exactly what it is. It's just
confidence and grit. Stafford found a team to match his grit.
This is what it was. So, all right, if y'all been keeping up with Ramley Talk, most of y'all know I already did my season preview for the season. For those of you who didn't, I'm going to show it to you right here. So, Cameron, this is how I see the season going for us as we try to run it back. Obviously, most of everybody know who I'm picking tonight because I don't set it on numerous shows because I'd be doing like 9-10 shows a week, so they already know by now who I'm picking. So I got us beating tonight. I got us winning opening night, okay?
All right.
But as you can see here, our first loss, matter of fact, all our losses are going to be on the road, in my opinion, to be honest.
We're going to
lose the San Fran. We're going to lose the San Fran.
That's going to be a tough game because we're going to get Trey Lance.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is, just outside of Trey Lance, everybody else is still pissed off how that NFC Championship went.
Yeah, you're right about that. They're gonna be hype on defense. They gotta give us all they got.
It's on Monday night too, and it's in Santa Clara.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. I remember one Monday night game we didn't score a point against them. I think Donald got ejected.
Remember, they still own us for three straight seasons.
Okay?
They still got us for three straight seasons. I'm pushing that streak to seven. Oh, well, America's team, y'all go ahead and bring your buzz down here and we'll take care of y'all. All that hype that y'all get every year, we'll
I like the losses because the losses are to teams that you know are going to – it's not going to be easy for us. Because if we lose any you know. Pieces – because you know that we're champs for a reason, but we have very thin depth. So these losses right here that I see, I can understand why you chose them. San Fran.
You know, I'm pretty sure Tom Brady's getting tired of us right about now. Sure Tom Brady's getting tired of us.
He's probably watching us. Was he 0-3, 0-4 against us now since he went to the Bucs?
I think it's 0-4.
Yeah, and then that Chiefs game, they owe us something from that. Well, I see the Saints before them. You got Jameis on our hit list. We got to take him down.
Look, that's the first meeting since that NFC Championship game. Back in 18.
And there's no Peyton, though, so you know that I don't think Dennis Allen has any connection to that. No call, but
Dennis Allen was there. Dennis Allen was he's been a D coordinator, so I don't think he's going to change. He might not be much in the offensive room, but he's not going to change how they run that offense.
He already
knows the defense, so that defense is going to be the defense anyway.
Jameis is 33-44 as a starter.
And the last time he faced us, he put up a big number on us.
Jameis torched us when he was a Buccaneer. Yeah, you're right about that.
The Chiefs game. That's the first meeting since the crazy Monday night game that happened in California.
And then we won with golf, so if we have to perform way. I don't know how many points we're gonna put up here, but Stafford versus Reed. You know he gonna show off. You know he's showing off.
And check this out though. I don't think three defensive touchdowns gonna show up in this game.
I don't see that either. And if anybody gets a defensive touchdown, it's gonna be Jalen.
So that's another. And then you know the final one back to that place on a Monday night in prime time in December.
Oh no. I didn't like how we lost to them in the playoffs. That playoff loss made me mad because I feel like if we would have avoided them, we would have been. I don't know if we would have went to the Super Bowl again, but if we could avoid the Packers, we can beat them in a championship game, but we can't beat them in a wild card or a divisional.
They got us going back to Lambeau Field.
How do you see Rodgers still being the leader, but without his number one? Like if we took Cup off the Rams last year. If you took Cup away from us last year, yeah, because you know Adams is still going to be good for the Raiders, but what's Rodgers going to do?
That's why I'm looking at, because you know you don't have Devontae Adams, but you still got Alan Lazard. But kind of find out he's banged up, so he's crushing him for week one already.
Yeah, so they got what, Sammy Watkins, who
hasn't been healthy a lot. Randall Cobb ain't the same Randall Cobb no more.
Right, yeah, he's a skill player. He can do like certain things. He'll get open, but he's not, with his age and his injuries, he's not going to keep a target on him.
He's not. But they do have Watkins.
Well, you're right about the rookie from I want to say FCS school, San Diego State.
I mean,
and then you got the two running backs we got to worry about, Jones and Big Leg Dillon.
AJ Dillon. Sheesh. But the problem is they still got their defense.
Yeah, they going crazy too. I remember they used to run that psycho D. What was it, a 3-4 or a nickel or something?
Nickel mainly.
So they had Rasul Douglas? He had like 5 picks in 11 games. He had a lot of interceptions. Clutch.
He got a pick 6 going on us.
You still got what's his?
Matthew Stafford was turning the ball over a lot, and not only turning it over, they was turning into touchdowns.
His 17 of his 17 interceptions, he had leading 4 pick sixes.
And everybody was worried that if Stafford still turning the ball, there's no way the Rams would win.
Yeah,
but look what happened. You cut down the turnovers. Cooper Kupp still was going crazy, and we end up winning the Super Bowl. But yeah, going back to Lambeau Field again in December.
NFL schedule makers, they know what they're doing though.
The main problem is in December. That's my problem. Is in December.
I mean, it might be different for us because we got a cold weather quarterback now. But he's just because he was in LA for this year, don't mean he got the Detroit in him still.
I get you, but it's just it's the Packers. You know it's gonna be cold up, and it's Lambeau Field. It's the frozen tundra for a reason.
And if one, two, three, four, five. If you think about it, it's Jonathan said it's not allowing him to do the same thing as me. He needs to open his in the browser. I clicked on the link that you sent me. But then I clicked on the browser, and it allowed me to use my microphone.
So as you can see.
Yeah, Jonathan's trying to get him.
I blame Ricky for this.
I've never been on here before, Restream.
Yeah, we went to a new Restream, you know, me and my boy Ricky.
It's all right. It's nice. Once I got it to click, I was like, nice. I'm on.
So we got it going and popping right here on Restream and whatnot. Look, and you know, I got us finishing off. I don't care. I love Justin Herbert. I always liked the Chargers, even when they had Drew Brees and LT and Antonio Gates and them boys. But look here.
It's too much, man. It's too much for me. Like,
look here.
We got the Broncos on Christmas, and then we got the Chargers on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That's a short week.
Yo, that stretch between the Seattles is ridiculous. Thursday night, Las Vegas. Then you got to go to Green Bay for a Monday night. Christmas Day, Russell Wilson bring his new team in here.
Right.
And then he got the battle for LA on Sunday night football.
And you know the Rams are pretty generous to tight ends, and Russell Wilson likes his tight ends.
So I'm like, that's gonna be interesting. But I see us going 3-3.
And do you know what we're gonna do? This last Seattle game, why is it to be determined? What time is it? Is it gonna be a late game, or are they just waiting on a flex?
So they wait until around about this about week 15, week 17, you know, around there.
Oh, because of the prime time, and they see if it's gonna be like a late game or a morning game.
Who needs to get in? What matchup has the most on the line? And what? By then, I figure we should be good to go. I got to go on 12-5 again.
But you know, Wagner got all them Seattle games circled.
I'm just saying, these guys are going 12-5 again. Look, I'm not one of these fans out here who just gonna think we gonna win because we just that good. No, I'm realistic. Man, we got to go to San Fran. And we know, everybody knows, like, we have our problems with San Fran. It don't matter who's at quarterback for them. We have our problems with San Francisco, regardless.
It was only fit that we beat them for the conference, too. You get Arizona, okay, that's a breeze. And we got the Bucs. We had to take down Tom Brady to get to the Niners. The only reason they was there is because Aaron Rodgers did not, you know, I mean, but that was to have that set up the way it was. The Rams can't do this. The Rams can't do that. Shanahan owns McVay. I tell you what, we gave them everything we got.
And look, and I think you listened to that episode of Remington, because I went off. And you know, yeah. I went off. I went completely off when we lost it to them in that last game of the season. I'm like, yo. Yeah, how we gonna win the Super Bowl if we can't beat San Francisco, who's in our own division?
It was a sad ending too, because Stafford just threw it up there like in overtime, and like game was over. And we had to walk in. We wasn't limping into the playoffs, but it was like, oh well, what can the Rams do that we haven't seen, or who can they out trick, or who can they outperform? We gave it everything we did, and it was the defense.
And then, NFC Championship game, who we got to go against? The San Francisco 49ers.
And you know they got that running game. I mean, and they were even running the running backs. The running backs, the receivers, they got fullbacks. I think, Juszczyk is one of the only fullbacks in the league.
Pretty much. So, when you see it, 12-5 is what I went with again. I'm like, yo, realistically, these road games ain't easy road games.
Yeah, they're hard. You pick some realistic like L's right there. I mean, even if with the record being 12-5, we may get another chance to win the division, but with these losses, they're legitimate. Like, you can explain why they lost. It doesn't matter what type of team you are, the other team, they get paid too.
I mean, just think about it. You go to San Francisco.
That's gonna be tough.
It's
gonna be a sea of red.
You're going to the loudest state of
Greece. Yeah.
You're going to two of the loudest stadiums in the NFL in back-to-back weeks. First, the Superdome.
I just feel like when we play the Niners, I just feel like McVay needs to give Shanahan what Shanahan gives us. Use all your running backs. Pull out all the tricks. Use the tight ends. I'm thinking Hopkins is going to have a good year, because if we can't run that 11 personnel without Van, we're going to have to run some 12 personnel, two tight end sets. Bryson Hopkins is going to show off this year.
So, all right, let me take another break right here, and then when we come back, it's time to talk season. It's time to talk tonight game. So we'll be right back.
The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it's lettered a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens, and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month But right now, you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, Mountains of the Entertainment.
Paramount Plus, another sponsor for the Playmakers Block. Don't ask me how I got it. They came to me.
I'll take it. Look at that blue.
I didn't see it coming. It just showed up. So I was like, you know what? I'm taking it. So that's what it is. So,
there you go.
Like I said, get ready. Paramount Plus, man. Go ahead and get it because they got a lot of good stuff on there. And now you see on the screen, kickoff game. We are less.
It's unbelievable that we get the basically everybody's picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl, and that's our season opener. Ain't this something?
Yep.
They say, well, if y'all want them to be the champs, they gotta beat the champs. Because we still the champs until we lose in the playoffs. If we don't make the playoffs, we're no longer the champs. If we in the playoffs, we still the champs until we lose.
Hey.
That's how I see it.
Here it is. We are less than an hour and a half away from kickoff. I mean, look here. It is, you can't ask. Well, a lot of people saying this they Super Bowl prediction right here. Like, this is a Super Bowl preview. I'm like, well, damn. And then you know you get to all your right. NFL aficionados and they pick the Bills, and then some go with Tom Brady, and then some go with the Saints, and some go with Green Bay. But yet the Rams ain't in there.
They gave us the hardest schedule, strength of schedule. We got 100. Our opponents wins 164 and 125. The winning opponents percentage 56%. 56% of our schedule is all winners.
Pretty much. Now look here. Everybody's worrying about the elbow of Matthew Stafford. Stafford says he feels better than he felt last season. Somebody's going to be wrong.
Yeah, any type of procedure to either make you feel better or relieve some pain, of course you're going to feel better. I think the rumors start to come out because they needed something to say about our depth, the QB depth. I think Wolfer got hurt. They seen Perkins and they liked him, but they was like, well, you know what? We're never going to see these quarterbacks. How's your starter? How's Stafford? How's the 13, 14-year veteran going? Oh, yeah, what's up with that elbow? He hasn't been throwing in training camp the off season. Well, I mean, I don't know how many attempts he had last year, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty high.
And then you
got to oil that joint up.
But let's look at it, though. Von Miller goes there.
Right.
That's what people felt like. That's what the Bills was missing, because you know there's a certain number running around between two franchises, one with the Bills and one with the Cowboys, and there's something called, I think it's like 13 seconds.
Man, yeah. They got
you. Just couldn't you couldn't stop Patrick Mahomes in 13 seconds.
Both of their, if you think about it, they got two of the best safeties in the league, and Hoyer and what's the other guy? Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde was a beast when he played for Green Bay, but you had those two best safeties and your defense lost you the game. Two of the best safeties in the league and your defense lost you the game in 13 seconds. Guess what? Our two safeties led the team in tackling. Jordan Fuller led the team with 113 and Taylor Rapp was right behind him with 99. So I'll take our two safeties over them two.
But now they got a pass rusher in Von Miller to go on the opposite side of Ed Oliver.
Rams?
He had the same effect that he did with Leonard Floyd and the Rams D-line. That's the question.
I don't think so. The Rams have been in 50-plus sacks past 4 or 5 years. Anybody you add to Donald is going to – the linebackers are getting off the edge. The ends are coming. I mean, for Vaughn to go over there and show that leadership, he's just going to show their pass rushers how to get to the QB. He's got a pass rushing camp. He's just going to make everybody that thinks they can get to the quarterback, he's going to make them a little bit better because he's a veteran with two rings. He's going to show them how to do it.
So that's what I'm looking at. So Vaughn is going to see that banner drop. He's going to know that he helped get that Super Bowl ring.
It's the foundation and the execution. Von Miller knows, oh, I had Peyton Manning. I need to be the leader on the defense. Oh, I'm going to go over here to the Rams in this trade because they just got Stafford, and I know he's hungry. I just need to be part of the defense. Okay, I want to ring in L.A. I'm going to go over here to Buffalo because Josh Allen got next. I don't think Von Miller is very – he's not very dumb. He knows what he's doing. He wants a good leader on offense so the defense don't have to work as hard.
But not – let's look into the matchups.
Let's get it.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen, man. Let's call it what it is. That dude has progressed each and every year since he came into the league.
Last year, he had 763 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns.
That's a problem that most people that have I talked to in the sports media have a problem.
You don't want your franchise quarterback taking those hits because eventually it's going to take a toll on the body. The way he carries the ball, they're going to attack the hand. You're going to have face masks on your hands all day. It might affect the arm when he tries to throw. And you know we're going for strip sacks, baby.
But, you know, 63.3% completion percentage, 4,407 yards passing, 36 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Like, go along with the rushing yards that you talked about. He carried that team.
Yep. I mean,
now Stafford, you still got Devin Singletary in the backfield.
Right. Stafford threw for 4,800, but 17 interceptions. So do you think those 400 less yards was, you know what I mean? If you think about it, Stafford threw for more yards, but more interceptions. Allen threw for less yards, but he ran for more.
But the way the Bills are constructed, they are constructed around Josh Allen.
They got a lot of QB sweeps. Like, I think he runs the ball way more than Lamar.
So, but then you drafted James Cook out of Georgia. Dalvin Cook's little brother.
Oh, I got someone
else. That should be able to take away some of them carries that Josh Allen would normally get to keep him upright a little while longer.
Oh, we got James Cook, 5'11", 190, 4'4", from Georgia. One cut talent out of the backfield threat. Outside zone and toss plays will hurt us. And you got Zach Moss, a power back. They're going to use the running backs. I mean, they might not get a lot of carries, but they're going to try to use them. They have different sets. But bringing in James Cook like that, I think he's, what, 5 pounds away from Dalvin. He's a Dalvin Cook replica.
I didn't even need him to say all that. He went to Georgia. I'm a Gator fan.
You said Georgia. It's over, right? National champions?
I experienced it firsthand, watching.
So we got a key on Allen, Diggs. And you know, Gabe Davis had 200 yards against the 200 yards.
Four Do we touchdowns. Have the key on Diggs? Because that's Jalen Ramsey all night.
You got Diggs. I got Diggs, Davis, the new addition, Jameson Crowder. And we got to watch Knox. He got a new extension. Knox got a new deal.
Yeah, Dawson. Yeah.
And then the receivers specialize in bubble screens and deep corner routes because they want to see where they can knife through the defense and use their vision. So they'll get the ball behind the line of scrimmage and work their way forward. We just have to tackle. We got to gang tackle. We got to wrap up. First man make the tackle. Second man make the tackle. Third man go for the ball. Give a turnover.
And that's what they did well in the playoffs.
They did really tackles. Good. We was getting we was turning the ball over. I think, man, Raheem Morris was letting them know we ain't going home. The Super Bowl's in SoFi. Super Bowl's in SoFi. He said y'all can go home then.
So. Especially Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey was tackling. I give him that.
And we do. But I guess Ken Dorsey was the QB coach. Now he's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator.
So Brian Daboll. He parlayed what he did with Josh Allen and the Bills to become a New York Giants head coach. So now we have to deal with Ken Dorsey and his Miami highlight days, I guess. Miami Hurricane.
Yep. It's going to be interesting to watch. So you got that matchup. Let's flip it to the other side. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, they did what they did last season. Cam Akers is healthy. You bring in Allen Robinson to be on the other side of the receiving court. You still got Tyler Higbee. You're going to see what the offensive line look like against this Buffalo Bills defense, who, by the way, they are number 2 on my list when it comes to top 5 defenses. That'll be the Buffalo
Bills defense.
Yes.
Well, they, I mean, besides the Hyde and Poyer we mentioned, Ed Oliver, you got what they got, ends. I can't think of the ends' names. I should have looked at the roster, but they were young, right? I think they're young. I don't remember any of the, like, vets for the Bills that jump out at me.
You really don't, because everybody does their assignment, and they do it very well.
And so that's good, though, because it's like now, they don't stand out on sacks. The interceptions, I told you, both the safeties tied. They had, I think, 5 apiece, but
Tre'Davious White would not be playing this game.
And that's going to be awful for these young corners. I mean, I'm not going to say they get embarrassed, but even Coop in the NFC title game, he had 11 catches. If you get 20 targets for Coop, he's catching more than half of those. So they better put on their big boy pants.
So when I bring up Tre'Davious White, Kyrie Elam, who came from Florida, his first NFL game is in prime time, is under the lights. You're the only team. You're the only game on the D. And guess what? You have to either deal with Cooper Kupp, Triple Crown receiver, or Allen Robinson.
Cooper Kupp is a mold of Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, but he's white, and it's amazing. I love it.
And I love Edom.
Swift hands
was a hell of a corner.
Yeah, we're gonna miss. We're gonna miss. I guess Woods being a good blocker, but all that resonated in Kupp, and now everything Kupp does is gonna fall down to the other receivers in the tree. The wide receiver room is just getting better. That's all. I hear you on the receivers in the secondary, but they're gonna have to deal with us.
All right. This is the way I look at it, and it's interesting to get ready for this game. And that Cam Akers is healthy. So I really want to see what our running game looks like. Because the only reason why I didn't have the Rams as a top 5 offense because we didn't have a running game.
Yeah.
I need a running game. Ain't got to be as spectacular as it was when we had Todd Gurley. But you can bring some of that to this offense. That's even a more of a problem to deal with if you're a defensive coordinator. Because now they can run the ball.
We got the gadgets. You got Tutu. He's lightning in a bottle. I'd run him on like a fake motion. They think he's going to boom, but you know most of those plays are going to set up the run, the play actions. Most of them little runs we do, the little sprint outs, the stretches, anything we run with Akers or Henderson, the third or fourth play is going to be a pass. We're going to get a good series going. We might not want to stop running, and if we score, don't stop. Don't fix it if it ain't broke. If we get the running game going to O-line, that means they're confident, they're getting off the ball, they're staying low, and they're surging. We want that. What we don't want is the lineman on skates, and we don't want Stafford on his back.
So if a run game shows up for the Rams, and it's you already over. Know what Matt Stafford can do with singling the ball, and then you got a big receiver in Allen Robinson, and you still got Triple Crown right receiving Cooper Kupp. It's going to be some problems.
Just 99 on that field. He's a force multiplier. Whatever he does by himself, if he's clicking, everybody else is going to click. Force multiplier. They feed off of AD. They see AD's eating, they're going to eat.
So that is how I see it. That's how I'm feeling. I'm going to go ahead and reiterate what I said. This is going to be a hard-fought game. Nobody's going to blow anybody out. Matt Gay gets the game-winning field goal. Rams win it 34-31. Go home in the opener, victorious.
I like it. I like it. I got 31-24 Rams.
You got it by
we winning. We've been winning. I got us winning in the fourth, 31-17, and I think they get one more score. So Rams take it 31-24.
So you have us up double digits going through the fourth quarter. Josh Allen is trying to make a comeback.
I'm thinking the defense is going to score. I'm thinking it's going to be a close game, maybe 17-10 at the half. Rams up 7. I think it's going to be tricky because both halves are going to be different. We might attack in the first. We might sit back in the second and see. But either way, we gotta read and react because they're coming for us. We're the champs. They're not.
Everybody's coming for us.
We're going to get everybody's best shot. They're going to try to get the ball out. They're going to try to get turnovers. They're going to try to make us look incomplete. We got to believe in us. They didn't believe in us. The NFL didn't believe in us. God did.
Hey, I would say Dan Orlovsky did. I give him that. Dan Orlovsky did. He was the only one. He's like, and it happens, though.
Diggs had maybe 160 targets, and that's out of there. Cup had 191 targets. You think about somebody working hard, there's somebody out there always working harder.
Yep. So, all right. I think that's it. That's all I got for y'all. Cameron, tell the people where they can find you at.
You can find me on Twitter at 540CIG, Instagram at TwinOVOG, and I'll be wherever the playmaker's going.
Hey, you know, I know we couldn't get Jonathan Matt on here. He was trying his hardest to get on here. Shout out to the Sport Joy. He had a birthday this week, so
happy birthday to anybody. It's a blessing.
At some point, I will get the Sports Joy on here on Rim and Talk again because he is a Rams fan like me and Cameron is. So we know I got to get the Sports Joy on here. But thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Get ready. We about an hour away from kickoff. At SoFi Stadium, that banner's dropping tonight. And then it's all about 2022 season here with the NFL. You see the Aaron Donald jersey. You see it. That's Cameron Gordon from the 57.
We need a Super Bowl 57 patch.
So, that's Cameron Gordon from Mace House Network. Y'all know me, the host of Ramy Talk, the playmaker down in silence here. Enjoy football because it's back, baby.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramley Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Ramley Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.